Andy and Anna here from your new favourite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
I'm Greg Berhalter, and you're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, United States and Canada. 56-minute, a nil-nil scoreline. Two Houston Dash players, Jane Campbell and Christy Mewis, a part of that U.S. squad in the She Believes Cup, and very competitive, good game with my eye taking a look there during commercial break. Time now to talk some Houston Dynamo. We've got the general manager, Matt Jordan. Matt, thanks for coming on here. Short notice. I appreciate that. And I guess my first simple question to you is, how did you make out with heat and water?
Yeah, thanks, Glenn, for having me on, first of all. And I hope that you and your friends and family have all been safe this last week. It's been a hectic week, as well as all the listeners. I know we, you know, similar to everybody else, and we've had some portions of time without water, without electricity as well. But I don't think we've had have been as affected as many others who were without for several days. So, you know, we're just all kind of trying to chip in and help each other out, and just trying to help my neighbors with different things, and, you know, hoping that tomorrow the warmer weather is coming to help all of us.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, I mean, if you've done something to help an elderly neighbor or just simple things like that, got something from a grocery store for someone, that's part of the game, right? I mean, doing simple things. You don't have to have something that everybody sees and hears about. It can be just doing something as simple as helping an elderly neighbor.
Yeah, no, We're all in together, you know, and so, you know, like I said, hopefully the weather's going to turn next couple of days and make it a lot easier for everybody.
Yeah, I think we're seeing the light. We're starting to feel it. All right, let's get into some Dynamo talk here. First off, Matt, I mean, how settled is this roster now going into the season? Could we potentially see some other changes, or are you pretty content where it is now? And, of course, we talked to Tab about the roster last week.
Yeah, no, I mean, certainly been one of the busiest off seasons in club history for us. We've been one of the most active teams in the league, and you know we feel really, really good that we've strengthened each line of the team, and we feel like we've had a really good, positive, and productive off season. So I think, you know, of course, we're always looking to improve the roster. I mean, the work's never done, Glenn. But I also think that with as many changes as we've made, we want to, you know, get the group together and you know, get everyone working together and see how everyone's looking, and then take it one step at a time from there.
Tim Parker, would you consider him the biggest off-season signing?
Well, certainly was the most challenging deal to get done. But no, I do. I think Tim was vitally important for us. You know, it really took better part of a couple months to get the deal done. We tried even multiple times last season as well. And just what really stands out about Tim is, you know, he's a winner, his winning mentality, his leadership qualities. But also, you know, that he has a lot of the physical, you know, characteristics and style of play characteristics that we and Tab are looking for, you know, in our system of play, you know, and his athleticism, his speed, you know. And so I think certainly that was when that deal got done, you know, Tab and I were together actually right when it got done, and there was a big sense of relief with that one.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us. All right, one of the things That's certainly the fans. This is percolating with the fans, is where are the goals going to come from? Because they've seen the exit of Albert Elise. They've seen, the sale of Albert Elise and Mauro Manotas. Is it kind of by committee? I mean, how do you see the goal scoring going to be laid out this year? Is it going to be a collective thing as opposed to saying, okay, well, we have one person we're going to count on for, you know, maybe 15 to 20 goals this year, and then we work off of that?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the way you describe it as a collective effort is a really good description. I think when you look at, you know, the different players that we've brought in, I mean, I think another important transaction for us was Max Urruti. You know, that was a deal that took a lot of time with Montreal, but that was a player that, you know, Tab really likes a lot. We've always liked, has a high work rate, especially at pressing in a 4-3-3 system. So I think, you know, between, you know, Maxi, Christian Ramirez as well, you know, has a track record of scoring in the league. Then you bring in Fafa, you know, who brings a lot of speed and athleticism out wide. Ariel can play up top and out wide as well. Tyler Pasher is a good player, very talented. You know, we feel is the best player in the second division last year. We also tried to get him last summer. Mateo is just coming off of a loan, you know, and some of the other players as well. So I do agree with you. I think it's going to be, you know, it's a responsibility of everybody. And then you got, you know, guys like Darwin Quintero and some of our midfielders who can make late runs and join the attack to contribute as well.
So the obvious thing here is all of these guys can't play. You do have a lot of wingers now. I mean, do you guys entertain offers for anybody, you know, other clubs around the league interested in some of the depth you have in these wide areas?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think we get calls all the time and those discussions are ongoing. I mean, but I think that's what we like. I mean, that's a big part of my job. I mean, I really enjoy working with Tab and it's been great to work with him and as we're really kind of evolving and starting a new cycle with the roster. And so, I mean, I really look at my job as, you know, I want to provide, you know, him and the coaches with as many options as possible and competition for spots. And I think a real focus of ours is to have two and three players in every spot on the field. And we believe that competition is really going to be very important. And the other thing I'd say too, Glenn, with the delayed start to the season, you know, it's a busy calendar year with different competitions within the FIFA calendar. I mean, there'll be times too where we'll have call-ups and we're going to need to manage through those. And so it's going to be important that we rely on everybody.
Talking to Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan, let me take you back to Maxi Urruti because, yeah, he's scored 53 goals in his career. He's got over 50 goals in Major League Soccer. But is as much his signing, is it as much about fitting into a pressing setup once the ball is lost? In other words, this guy is very mobile. He's a buzzer. He's a pest. He's not a fun guy to play against if you're a center back. I'm assuming a lot of this fits into a front three that are really going to press and really switch it on once the ball is lost.
Yeah, I think that's you're spot on, you know, with that about Maxi. I mean, he's very hardworking, very high energy, occupies the center backs. And I mean, I think the other really strong quality that he has is really to open up spaces for others, you know, and he's an unselfish player. And I think that's why he's been on a lot of championship winning teams, you know. I mean, as a guy that's won a Supporters Shield, an Open Cup, an MLS Cup, a Canadian Cup. And so I think that's one of the characteristics that Tab and we really like, you know, is that he fits that system and that style of play very well and is a selfless player, you know, and that's hard to find. That's not an easy quality to find in attacking players.
Dynamo General Manager Matt Jordan joining us here on Soccer Matters ESPN 97.5. We appreciate it, Matt, coming on late here tonight because we weren't necessarily sure we were going to have a show this morning, but it all worked out, and we're glad to be on the air here tonight getting some good soccer talk. And I'm going to take you back to Darwin Quintero. I don't think there's any question. His best games last year came, you know, when he aligns himself out on the left and then has that ability to kind of be free and come inside. Now, the way it looks now, it looks on paper maybe, and I could be way off here because I'm not the coach or the general manager. I just want to remind everybody. But, you know, it's looking based on who you've acquired that he would play, you know, behind a Maxi Arruda or a Christian Ramirez, more in a more traditional 10 role. Tabs seem to lean to that. Is that the idea? And are there any concerns there from him playing in that position and you know, as opposed to coming in from the left?
Yeah, I think that, you know, that's, you know, that positional flexibility and tactical flexibility is going to help. You know, I think, you know, I mean, Darwin's really good at finding space between the lines. And you know, he can create chances. He can make the final pass and he can obviously score goals as well. I mean, whether it's centrally, you know, in a, you know, a 4-3-3, maybe at times, you know, Tab will decide, you know, he wants to play in, you know, shift and go into a 4-2-3-1 or in wide and put him wide as well. I mean, that's, you know, certainly, you know, defer to Tab on that and, you know, and he's the coach of the team. But I think really for us, it's just having, you know, weapons with different characteristics. You know, he has some different qualities with the ball and the way he separates on the dribble that other players don't have. And so I think that you always look and you want to provide, you know, different, we want to have different players and have different options of players with different qualities, you know, and he has different qualities and, you know, and I think that's a real challenge that the guys are really looking forward to is just how, you know, how we'll all come together and, you know, we're all looking forward to.
And you consider him the star of the team, right? I mean, you're building around him. He is, you know, the high level attacking player, right?
He's a very good player. I mean, I don't think that we're a team that relies on one star. I mean, I'd say the team's the star, you know, and that's really been, you know, that's a focus of ours, you know, and I think that, you know, he's a great player. He's an extremely talented player. But I think if you look at a lot of the different pieces we've acquired, I mean, they, you know, you could say the same, you know, about, you know, Joe Corona. I mean, he's done really well. And performed at a high level for quite some time. I mean, Fafa's a, you know, brings some different qualities. So I think the real focus is the collective. You know, and I've heard you say that a couple times, and I appreciate it when you said that, and I agree with that. You know, I think it's all about the team. You know, we have to defend together, you know, as a team. We have to attack together, and you know, and everything that we need to focus on is about the group.
So collective, obviously, is a great thing, and all the great teams have it, but they also have game changers. Do you feel like you have enough game changers?
Yeah, look, I think we have some really talented players. And, you know, I mean, look, we're always looking, you know, to continue to improve the roster. And I think that, you know, the other thing is when you have competition and, you know, for spots, I mean, that's really an important element of getting the most out of all of us. You know, I mean, it's been a busy, you know, busy off season, obviously. And I mean, I think, you know, I think I said this the last time I was on your show. I mean, you know, we really need to focus on letting our work speak for us, you know, and I'm happy that, you know, a lot of the targets that we outlined in the league, you know, we were able to acquire. I mean, we've had to pivot and shift and put a more of a focus on the domestic market, you know, given the challenges that we've faced the last 12 months. So we're really looking. I mean, I can tell you, Glenn, I mean, we're really looking forward to getting going. Right now we have voluntary, you know, guys are here in market on a voluntary basis. I mean, and there's been days where there's, you know, I've gone by and there's been, you know, 18, 20 players out, you know, just out, you know, on a voluntary basis working, you know, and I think that the fans and everybody should be excited about that. And that speaks of the level of excitement we have.
All right, so I'm saying that's probably a really, really good thing. Look, you and I were players. You played in Major League Soccer. I played back in the dark ages. But when new players came into a locker room, you know, some people see it as a threat, and that is a healthy thing. Are you getting the sense that the players on the team and maybe some of the incumbents from last year who are, you know, always going to be penciled in day in and day out to the starting lineup, do you get the sense that they realize there's going to be a lot more competition for playing time this year?
100%. 100%. I mean, today was a prime example. I was, you know, another day where it was, you know, just above freezing conditions, you know, and on a voluntary basis, there were a bunch of guys out there. And I think that, you know, any time, you know, similar to when, you know, you were playing, is the same when I was playing as well. You know, every time you're looking over your shoulder, you know you can't relax, and you have to be on your toes. And I think that is certainly what's going on right now, and it's in good spirit. And I think we brought a lot of good characters, you know, into the group as well, which I think, you know, Tabs touched upon with you as well. And you know, added a lot of leadership, really strong mentality, you know, locker room guys. And I think that's going to really, really benefit the group as well. But yeah, I agree with you that I think that's a big factor why you're seeing a lot of these guys that are here, you know, working so hard on a voluntary basis right now.
In the pressing system that you have, do you think it's possible to have both Darwin and Memo Rodriguez on the field at the same time if you lined up in a 4-3-3?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Tab's going to ultimately decide, you know, who plays and on the lineups, but I think that Memo, his game has evolved a lot, where he's understood the demands, you know, as a true kind of box to box number eight in a 4-3-3, you know, pressing system. You know, we have a really, really good performance in sports science department, and we're always, you know, tracking, you know, all this data and I think you've seen, you know, in a lot of players, you know, they've, you know, understood that they have to adapt with the demands. So I do think, you know, ultimately that will be Tab's decision. But I do think that, you know, especially going into year two, I think there's the guys that did come back and we made a lot of changes this offseason, the guys that are coming back have a very clear understanding of the expectations, and Memo's one of them, you know. So I think, you know, whether he and Darwin can be on the field, you know, I think so. But, you know, I think there'll be different variations at different times as Tab and the guys see fit.
So Carlos Salcedo, who's on Tigres and played in the FIFA Club World Cup final, as you know, I know you know that. I'm not telling you that. I'm kind of just reminding the audience Bayern Munich would win, but it was historic for Tigres to get, as the first time, a CONCACAF team to the FIFA Club World Cup final like that. You know, there were things that came out of ESPN Deportes and ESPN MX that the Dynamo were linked to him. Is there anything you can say on that?
Well, I can confirm we have been in touch with his representatives, and he's, you know, he's a player, you know, that we've tracked for quite some time. And I think it's somebody that, you know, we think is a very good player. There's a lot of different players we're following at this time. He's certainly one of them. With the run that Tigres has been on, I mean, obviously, you know, all those guys are, there's a big focus on all those guys. And I mean, they did such a great job. And Carlos is a player that we've watched real close and been tracking.
Matt, listen, thanks for coming on short notice here. We're up on a hard break. Appreciate you coming on the show. Glad things are getting together in your household. And we will talk to you soon. Thanks so much for coming on tonight and answering these questions rapid fire.
I apologize, Glenn. Can I just say one thing real quick?
Yes.
I just wanted to say, you know, if we, you know, as a club and also with a lot of our players, we're focused on players winter storm relief fund. And, you know, if anyone's interested, you know, our goal is to get to $10,000, you know, dollars to help with families affected by this. And if you want to check out our website or Twitter and if anyone's interested in helping out, you know, we're all working together to try to help people who are going through a tough time. So I just wanted to say that real quick.
Yeah, that's good. I was going to speak about that, but you led me into it. Austin FC, FC Dallas, the Dynamo, everybody's working on a winter storm relief. There is a GoFundMe that's been put up. The goal has been set $15,000. They've reached over $12,500 right now. And I'll get the information out here where it can be found. Each club has got, you know, a player spearheading it. So Matt Beasler in Austin, Zarek Valentin in Houston, and I think it's Tanner Tessman up in FC Dallas. So very good stuff there. You go to any of the club websites, you're going to find information. Matt, thank you so much.
Glenn, I really appreciate the time, and take care of yourself, and also to everybody listening tonight.
All right. Thank you, Matt. All right. We'll take a break here. Good stuff there from Matt Jordan. Coming up next is John Walker, the president of the Houston Dynamo. You know, what I was trying to get to you in the first segment was the Inter Milan-Napoli game I watched this past weekend. That's one I took in. And Inter Milan under Antonio Conte now, top of the Serie A. Maybe this is the year they win the Scudetto. They beat Lazio 3-1. Romelu Lukaku was pretty much uncontainable in this game. Nobody could stop him. Running through people. Even when his control was poor, he'd still win the second ball and drive through people. And despite leading 2-0 at the half, Lazio actually was the better aesthetic team. But Inter Milan in a very, very good place. Antonio Conte on the sideline for Inter Milan. For Lazio, it was Simone Inzaghi, and it was hilarious because there was none of this crowd noise that we get in the Premier League matches, which I can't stand. I can't stand the piped-in stuff. It's so cool to listen and hear guys. So Conte and Simone Inzaghi are literally, as teams are breaking out either direction, they're running up and down their boxes as though they're playing. I mean, it was fantastic stuff. Serie A's great stuff. All right, John Walker coming next. This is the legendary band Kraftwerk, the song called The Autobahn.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.